Hi, I'm Claire Dash, and I'm going to take you on a guided journey to be with your parts. This can be one of the beginning practices that you have, and I use this regularly on a daily basis to do my own parts work. Getting to know your parts, I'll be talking about in another video, but really, parts are all of us. Every thought, every feeling, every belief is coming from a part of us. That blew me away when I learned that. Parts can bring so much happiness and joy. You know, a part of me works with me when I'm playing with paint and making things. But also, parts can be burdened by our experiences from the past. And this is why this work is so important. When you can understand how to work with the parts of you inside that have been hurt, then you can release that burden and they can work with you in so many beautiful, flowing ways. So I want to take you through a guided meditation here, and it might take 15 minutes. I'd encourage you to do this sitting or lying down somewhere, definitely not while you're cooking dinner or while you're driving the car. So, the idea with this guided practice is to just spend some time feeling your parts and getting to know what it's all about. It might seem really strange, it might be something you've never done before, and that's perfectly okay. There isn't a standard book about how you do this. Your experience, how you feel your parts, how you imagine your parts, how it comes up for you is perfectly okay. And I'll say from the beginning, for most people who've been traumatized, which I would say is so many of us in this modern world, we've learned to be numb to ourselves. So when you do this practice, if you don't feel anything, if you don't have a picture of anything, you don't sense anything, all you feel is numbness, great. That's the place to start with. Because from the numbness, we can begin to open out. And it's okay to know that perhaps numbness is the way you needed to cope, and that's a part. So just start by taking a breath or two just in the place where you are. The first thing to do is to be in your body. Just recognize that you have a body. This is not about relaxing your body. This is not about trying to make your body one thing or another. You don't need to still your body if you're feeling agitated. It's about noticing your inner body. You have a body. Feel the weight of your body. And as you begin to do that, start to notice what's happening in your body. Tune in to temperature. Tune in to sensation. Just noticing what's happening in your body. Maybe there's emotions. Maybe you can't name them, but you notice them. So, what we're doing is we're just being in the present, listening to all the different things that is getting communicated in this moment. Now, there may be quite a lot going on, or there may be nothing. And I'm going to invite you to imagine that you could take yourself to a place inside where you could listen to this. So, you might find yourself walking in a field or along a beach or by a stream, somewhere where it's just you and it feels good. You don't have to have a vivid picture of this, just a sense that you can go somewhere in your mind and stop. and maybe you can hear the waves. Maybe you can hear the birds. You don't have to hear anything. Just take a moment just to stop and allow yourself to sit or be in this place. And as you do that, imagine that any of these sensations, any of these feelings, thoughts, tensions, are parts of you that could be separated so that you could sit down next to them, or they could sit down next to you. So the idea is that you notice all of this that's going on, and you welcome it, and you say, let you see me. I am here for you. So some people do this process by going into a town center, and they imagine their parts in the streets or around the town listening. Oh, maybe I'm curious, I want to go there. And you're standing in the center of town listening. Oh, I'm curious, who's coming now? And maybe you could be at a conference table, a big table with lots of seats and maybe some doors. And you sit yourself down at this big round table and you notice who's come to sit next to you. And as you do this, there's a sense of you listening deeply with curiosity and calmness. What is this that's arrived that I can now focus on that's separate from me? Just spend some time listening, noticing. If you feel numbness, notice the numbness. Say to the numbness, I see you. I am here, curious about you. Your objective is for you to be seen by your parts. Now, quite possibly, you have a history of your parts not feeling safe to be seen. So this process is beginning to build that trust. You want to get to know your parts, and they need to trust that you're safe to get to know. Just as a child would be, just as a little puppy might be. Now your parts could be quite dramatic. They might be stomping around going, what's this? I don't like it. Don't do that. Don't come near me. That's okay. We're just listening. We're not trying to force anything. We're just noticing. Say, I hear you. I see you. I'm here. If you can't visualize anything, it's fine. Just be in the moment and take it really slowly. In a few minutes, I'm going to invite you to take a moment away from your parts, and I'm going to show you how. So just now notice, if you were to get up and leave this place that you imagined, are there any parts that would be holding on to you? Can you invite them just to let go a little, to step back a little? Everything's okay. I'm just gonna get up and go over there, and I'll be back. So allow yourself to stand up and start walking away. walking away, maybe to the top of a hill. And as you start to leave, or if you're in a conference room, walking outdoors, and as you start to leave your parts, just recognize what that feels like. Say to them, it's okay, I'll be back in a minute. And start to climb that hill or sense the presence of the outdoors. And then I invite you to find a place where there's just your higher self and you. To listen to that deep inner part of you, the purest part of you, the sense of self inside of you, your open heart, your connection to the universe. Now, this happens naturally when you separate yourself from thoughts and feelings. So if you're finding that hard, notice what's the thought that's saying, I can't do this, or I can't connect in that way to something else. And allow that part just to step back and for you to climb that hill. And that you can sit there and find the purest sense of you, like the sun shining down. That feeling you have when you look out over an expanse and see the beautiful view. That sense of awe and truth. Allow it to shine down on you, to fill you. Maybe you feel tingles, like I do right now. Maybe you can feel the warmth. Maybe your heart opens. Just notice that sensation. Let it be absorbed and filled into you. Your inner wisdom. Your wise mind. Your higher self. Just filling up with the glory of life. And when you have a sense that you have ingested or filled up with some of that, allow yourself to walk back down the hill. Go back down to your parts. Sit with them. And say, I'm back. I'm here. I'm curious if you'd like to come back. And when you get a sense of parts coming back, or thoughts or feelings or sensations, can you share any of this higher self? The love, the tingles, the light, the warmth, the energy. Can you let it radiate out of you into your parts? Let them feel the truth of you being there with them. As if you took a bucket of sunshine and it radiated out of you. And notice if your parts feel any of that. Is there a softening? Is there a stepping down? Is there less tension, less urgency than you had before? And as you're noticing any parts, there's an opportunity for you to say, hello, I see you. I want to get to know you. I'm curious. And maybe parts will talk back with you. Maybe you'll get a sense just by knowing them. You may not hear actual words, you may not hear actual voices, you may not have actual pictures, but there's a sense of the part is telling you something, communicating something. You may have a sudden memory. So this guided meditation is a gentle introduction, and if you want to stop here and pause this and allow yourself to have more of a dialogue with your parts and pick up again, I invite you to do that. Because now we're going to start stepping back out. I want you first to acknowledge any parts, any sensations, any experiences that you had that came to you because of this practice. Say that you see them, you value them, and you thank them. Possibly these parts have been working inside you for decades. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bringing you thoughts, emotions, tensions. And now you're starting to see who they really are. So thank them. Wow, what an opportunity to know the depth of what's going on behind all of this. Thank you so much for all of the hard work you've done for me. I commit to coming back here and being with you again. And this is the crucial part. If you can commit to coming back, make that promise now. I promise I'll come back. This is hard, but I'm willing to do that work. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to see this hard stuff that we, this body, has been through. And I commit to coming back to do this work with you. You might like to make the commitment, I'll come back every morning. I'll come back once a week. I'll come back when I'm feeling you. But make that commitment to come back. And then gently leave and bring yourself back to the here and now. Feeling the weight of your body as you're sitting or lying. Move your body a little bit. Open your eyes. Hear the sounds around you. You're back now. And now that you've made a commitment, maybe write it in your diary. Say it to yourself out loud as you stand up and just take a little walk around the room. Come back and do this video again and again and again. This guided practice is here for you as a tool to get to know your parts. I will be doing more in-depth videos about this. And you can listen to my other videos about what are parts, what's really going on here. But congratulations for getting this far. Even if you didn't feel a thing, this is the beginning. And I salute you.